Greetings, salutations. We welcome you to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 18, brought to you by Kappen and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. I'm Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host a little radio program called the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which you can listen to at amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org when we upload it, usually on Wednesdays or Thursday mornings. We'll let you know about that on our Facebook post. We had such a good time and such an intense conversation with Dr. John Bruchalski in our last podcast that we will continue that on this week's episode. This week, he's going to talk about his Tepeyac OB-GYN practice, his book, the message he'll bring to the Diocese of Amarillo Sunday, September 21st, and much more. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And we'll get you a couple of pieces of news as well. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted in our world, our church, and our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, Kappen, or the Diocese of Amarillo. Hey, we've got some great-looking crops coming up. We've got farmers that are itching to get into the fields to do the harvesting here in the next couple of weeks. Let's continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They need some rain. Let's get them the timely rains they need. Please pray for much-needed rain and for good weather for them. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, and there's a lot of people in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed. Keep all those folks in your prayers. Also, pray for the three young men that are studying to be priests for the Diocese of Amarillo, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sego, and also pray for the eight men and their families who are discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate. By the grace of God, they will be ordained to the diaconate on a mass on Saturday, December 6th at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll tell you much more about that as we draw ever so closer. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. It is very much appreciated. Do want to remind you, if you haven't already, and shame on you if you haven't, bookmark our website, amarillodiocese.org, westtexascatholic.org. You get all the news there and so much more. Like us on Facebook. We're at Amarillo Diocese on Facebook, and we do post up there, hopefully a little bit more than we should. We're working on it. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, September 21st. Remember, we're a monthly newspaper now on the third Sunday of the month, and we'll send it out as a flock note between 6 and 8 on Monday, September 15th, by the grace of God. The podcast can be found at amarillodiocese.org/podcast. Our email address is stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. We continue this week on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 18, powered by Kappen, brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo, with our conversation with Dr. John Bruchalski. He is a former abortionist who now has a medical practice which operates as the largest fully pro-life OB-GYN in the nation. He will be the keynote speaker for the 28th Annual Respect Life Banquet Sunday, September 21st at the Amarillo Civic Center. That's at 401 South Buchanan, for those of you that are new to this part of the world. Also, please keep in mind, if the sod poodles are playing, parking could get interesting. Get there early, okay? The banquet starts with social hour at 4, dinner at 5:30. Tickets are $75 per person, $135 per couple, or you can sponsor a table of 8 for $750. And by the way, you get a prime rib dinner catered by the Big Texan Steak Ranch. You've got to make your reservations by Friday, September 12th. Get it done at amarillodiocese.org/respect-life-banquet-1. So, Dr. John Bruchalski, you're going to get fed by the Big Texan Steak Ranch. It's not the 72-ounce steak, but you're going to get some really good prime rib, and it's going to be well worth coming to the great state of Texas for that, sir.
my taste buds and my salivary glands, being a good husky Polish boy. Oh, I just can't wait.
We're looking so forward to having you here. In our last episode of the podcast, we talked about yourself. We talked about your Damascus moment. And after that Damascus moment, you began something called Tepeyac OB-GYN, which, for those of you who are not familiar, it's the largest fully pro-life OB-GYN in the nation. Tell us about the beginnings of Tepeyac OB-GYN and how far you've come since you started this ministry, sir.
Yeah, sure. In that Damascus moment, which I'm going to talk about at the dinner, I was given some basic principles to help the Sacred Heart renew the face of the earth in prayer. And I came back a changed man. Once you come face to face with love, as you know, your diocese teaches and talks about, Bishop Zur, I have to tell you that you're changed. You're a new wineskin. Your heart, my hard heart, was softened. And so I began to work through my residency, where I had to tell my professors and I had to share the story with other docs, and that happened. But the most important thing was I had to go back out into the world, because once you know you're beloved by the Father, you have to share love with others. And that sharing comes through acts of spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Medicine for us is an act of mercy. Health is relational. You hate disease, but you love patients. That's the key. And collaborating and cooperating in community, utilizing resources to support life, to provide people the integration with all the pregnancy resource centers, with all the surgical centers, you begin to practice medicine in a way that serves the haves and the have-nots. Because in the end, as Matthew 25:40 talks about, what you do to the least of your brothers and sisters, you have done unto me. And that's what's going to separate sheep from goats. So one thing led to another. We opened up a medical practice in our basement, my wife and I. We were doing home births. We were making house calls. And that just progressed. And over time, as Mother Teresa talked me into, bring Calcutta here. So we partner with all these pregnancy resource centers. So we are like a medical hub, but we also take insurance and we do good surgery. And over time, you know, that happened back in 1994, and we're now, 31 years later. And we have multiple doctors, multiple midwives. We're in a challenge right now with health issues in the group. But our practice has really practiced, or tried to anyway, practice medicine as mercy. And because of that, on the OB side, we practice great. You know, we do a lot of deliveries. We've done up to 1,000, 1,200 a year. And we do it with about 30 to 40% underserved, because we partner with pregnancy resource centers. Well, the first 15 years of the practice, we were a for-profit. But then, because of how medicine becomes constricting and confining, and they begin to frown upon this type of care, we went not-for-profit about 15 years ago to continue the mission of being excellent, seeing the served next to the underserved, and follow the teachings of my son's church. So in OBGYN, we do a lot of natural, healthy, holistic, integrated deliveries. We also do high-risk deliveries. We're excellent surgeons. We have to do repeat cesarean sections sometimes. And we've done many of them. We become very good at strengthening the uterus, and we do our best to care for women. We also have a perinatal hospice with our practice, where if the child has a poor fetal diagnosis where it's quote-unquote incompatible with life, well, the world says just abort it because it's worthless. You don't want it to suffer. And the reality is mothers want to spend time with those children. They want to spend time with their sick children. And so we do perinatal hospice, where we maximize the time the mother has so she can integrate into her body. The bottom line is, folks, it's about accompaniment. Right now, obviously after COVID, nobody trusts medicine anymore. Yeah, we're really good with high-risk, high-tech surgery, K cancer therapy. You know, remember, with all the 50 years of Roe, we also had 50 years of incredible medical intervention. God continued to bless the minds and hearts of the researchers. Yes, we've gone dark with our abortion regress, but medical technology, much of it is good. We now have fetal surgery. So we do ultrasounds. We partner. We do a lot of holistic integrated care. We do stress analysis. We do thyroid. We do adrenal. We do despair, depression, anxiety. It's integrated. It's holistic. Why? Because we're a body, soul, and spirit put together. John Paul II revolutionized the world with his theology of the body. And so we use those principles, but with real interpersonal language, we accompany people. Because the reality is, when we talk to a woman who wants to choose abortion, she's doing it for really personal human reasons. Dysfunctional images of God, dysfunctional images of what she found in her own family, or the lack thereof, of a mother, of a father. But you have to overcome those obstacles by creating a safe space for her. And you do that by addressing those up front. It's not just about saving the baby. It's actually about, these are ways we can help you. And on the gynecology end, all I talked about just now was the OB end. But on the gynecology end, we've gone green. We've gone to the root of issues. Some people call it functional medicine. Some people call it restorative medicine. We call it life-affirming medicine. And by addressing the root causes and using the cycle of women as their fifth vital sign, we have empowered women from all spectrums. So whether you're far left and liberal or far right and conservative, you're still welcome at Tepeyac OBGYN. Our overarching umbrella is called Divine Mercy Care, because mercy is attracted to misery. And just think about all of us in the audience. Haven't we been hurt by the sexual revolution? Divorce? That's legalistic. What about our broken hearts? What about our damaged bodies? What about the doubts, the despair, the anxieties, the lack of sexual joy? This is all real. And yet our faith gives us the tools of human formation, what John Paul calls the foundation of every other formation, spiritual, psychological, anthropological, sociological. And this is the way you can bridge the gap between the liberals and the conservatives. You just practice the heart of Christ in medicine. And so when we teach body literacy to people, to women, the young become empowered. The old become empowered. They can actually help diagnose medical conditions and psychological conditions and spiritual conditions in their lives, whether they're 12 or whether they're 70. And you do it as a natural part of the practice. That's what we're doing in gynecology. Yes, we try to do good surgery. Yes, we practice excellent medicine. Yes, we follow the teachings of our faith. Why? Because it's healthy, it's whole, and it's holy. It does it all. And so, yeah, that's what Tepeyac and Divine Mercy Care do.
Dr. John Bruchalski is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 18, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo and brought to you by Kappen. You wrote a fantastic book called Two Patients, My Conversation from Abortion to Life-Affirming Medicine. Talk about that for just a minute. And number two, is there another book in your future, Dr. John?
So to answer the second question first, I'm trying to figure out, and I would appreciate if they, you know, because I'm coming to Amarillo to try to have conversations. Yes, I'm a guest speaker, but I really would open this up. Anybody out there in the audience who's listening, who wants to come up and have a conversation about any of these topics, please do, because I'm trying to find what is the best vehicle to reach the largest amount of people. Is it a podcast like you guys have? Is it a book? Is it an ebook? Is it a website? You know, so that's part of it. But number two is, Ignatius Press took the challenge of helping a book that I and my friend Elise wrote about my change of heart. We talk about my, you know, how I grew up and the movement of the heart and the mind and the will and the soul and the intellect on this journey, this practical journey through the 60s through the 2020s. And it came out, I think, right during COVID. And I'm grateful to Ignatius Press. I'm grateful to Elise Daniels, who helped me write it. I'm grateful to all the patients who have supported us, my fellow doctors. I'm also very grateful to my diocese, the Arlington Diocese here in Northern Virginia. You know, even though we have Tepeyac in the name, which is the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe's hill, on which she appeared in Mexico City in 1531 to Juanito Diaguito, another Johnny. You know, she spoke there and said, "Do not fear any illness, vexation, anxiety, or pain. Am I not your mother? I want you to know that when push comes to shove and you begin to come face to face with the life of the Catholic community, the life of the Catholic Church, the teachings of the Catholic Church are real. The sacraments are real. And I am just so grateful for my parents never giving up on me. So any parents in the audience, remember, don't give up on your prayer for your children. God and his mother, our heavenly father, Abba, our foster father, Joe, and our Ima, our spiritual mother, Miriam, or the Blessed Mother, or Mary, they love us. And they want us to help them console the heart of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart here on earth. That's Colossians 1:24. And you can do that in freedom, and in happiness, and in wholeness, and in health, especially if you really grapple with the teachings of the faith, in medicine especially, in faith and morals, whether it's IVF, whether it's gender reassignment, whether it's contraception, whether it's fertility awareness, whether it's abortion. These are all real issues that have really hurt so many of us, and it's really worth a conversation with our priests and with doctors who help live their patients this particular way with excellent, highest technology, the best of modern medicine, and as I would say, with the healing presence of Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful and thank you for the question.
Dr. John Brzezinski is our guest. You've kind of leaned into a little bit about what you're going to talk about. Can you give us a couple of other breadcrumbs of what you'll be talking about when you're here with us on Sunday, September 21st at the Amarillo Civic Center?
I have come to realize, because believe it or not, I was I attended a wonderful evangelical church during my time in residency, right around the time of my conversion. And on the hill, I came face to face with love, with mercy, which I'll talk about. You come face to face with the Sacred Heart. And that the sacrament, the love of the font of mercy that Divine Mercy talks about, the pouring out from the side of Christ, is real within our faith. What happens on the altar, what happens in that little box in the back or the sides of the church are real because it's relational. And I'm really going to try to think about or present that it's really not about technology. It's not really about a new program. It's not about a new way of talking. It's about love. I'm going to try to talk about love always creates. A great saint taught me that. And I'm convinced that this podcast is so worthwhile because the people behind the screen, the men that I'm talking to today and the women behind them and all that, the whole diocese is powered not by oil and gas. I'm sorry about that heresy, Texas. It's powered by love, and it's relations that are going to help change this world that so oftentimes things seems to be going down the toilet. In the pro-life world, we're going to talk about chemical abortions and why they're 80% of all abortions today and how they're already bypassing so many of the brick and mortar. And that's a challenge. And yet we're up for the challenge because Amarillo and Arlington are going to come together and we are in the book of Acts. We're just in Acts 55, maybe. It's like Acts 2.0 for all my young techie friends. the cenacle, the prep for the coming of the Holy Spirit is real. And I'm going to try to tell a story with some humor, but with some provocation to really help our diocese, the Diocese of Amarillo, in their Respect Life banquet on the 21st of September, to provide time, treasure, and talents to serve love, not only to receive love, but for all the women who are out there being wounded in that sexual revolution, to give them the tool they need, the energy they need, the balm of Gilead, so to speak, they need, the love. And I know we've been trying to do that. We have done that over the last 30 plus years. And I just want to share that with those, because there are many, many great practices in the state of Texas, good medical practices, who really support the teachings of the Catholic faith. I'm just so grateful to be invited and to share this. And I, you know, like I said, it's a tease for what's to come.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing your address, and we've got about a minute left, so I'm going to give you the last word in the conversation, Dr. John Bruschalski.
Parents, grandparents, do not give up on your children. This is the Jubilee of Hope. Hope never disappoints, ever. Romans 8:28, all things work to those who are called according to his purpose, all things. So any suffering, and like Our Lady said at Guadalupe, do not fear any illness, vexation, anxiety, or pain, whatever you're going through right now, this moment, this day, take it in crying out prayer to the Lord of love, the Lord of mercy. He will accompany you, because medicine is always an act of mercy, and divine mercy is always an act of deep, saturating healing of the mind, healing of the memory, healing of the body. That's what our faith does through its sacraments. It's what medicine can do for you. And I just want you to have hope going from today, going forward, and renew it each day, because God's promises never disappoint.
If you have not gotten your tickets yet for the Respect Life Banquet, you need to get it done right now. We'll talk about that in just a second. Do want to remind you of two other things, or one other thing besides the banquet, and it's the annual Treat fundraiser to benefit the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. Friday, September 12th, 6 p.m., 9:30 p.m., courtyard at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. We are going to be on a culinary journey with three main dishes: grilled sirloin medallions, sherry chicken cutlets, and fillet of salmon. And also, you know, if Jason Hashke is cooking, it's going to be good, right? Well, he's going to be hosting an auction station with Bananas Foster and Cherries Jubilee. I've got you salivating, don't I? That's good. The Treat fundraiser serves as the major fundraiser for the Retreat Center. There'll be beverages, live and silent auctions, a Calcutta board, and Patrick Swindell and Esquire Jazz will provide the music. It's $75 per person. Get your tickets at bdrc.org/treat. They're also looking for sponsorships at four different levels: Seraphim, Cherubim, Archangel, and Angel. If you need to know more, want to be a sponsor, want to donate an item to the Silent and Live Auctions, get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann, 806-383-1811. And finally, a reminder again, first off, thank you to Dr. John Bruschalski for giving us his time. That was so good of him to do that. You want to hear the rest of his message at the 28th Respect Life Banquet, Sunday, September 21st, Heritage Room, Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan. Dr. John Bruschalski, as we mentioned in the podcast earlier, is a former abortionist who now has a medical practice which operates as the largest fully pro-life OB-GYN in the nation. He'll be the keynote speaker. We start with social hour at 4 p.m., dinner at 5:30. The tickets are $75 per person, $135 per couple, $750 for a sponsored table of eight. And by the way, all of those ticket price ranges get you a prime rib dinner catered by the Big Texan Steak Ranch. But he, please keep this in mind. Friday, September 12th, the last day to make reservations. AmarilloDiocese.org/respect-life-banquet-1. Make your reservations now. Get in touch with Anna Mendoza, 806-414-1059. Brings us to the end of another great podcast. We thank you for watching, for listening, for supporting. If you have comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help to underwrite the cost of this. It's not cheap, I'll tell you that. Well, we would be interested in talking to you. Email us at stcapn at dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. We want to hear from you, and we want to make this podcast even better and more enjoyable for everyone. Have yourselves a great day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.